Jack sat down next to the chest and turned the key in the lock. And there it was, Jones's heart. Taking off his shirt, he put the heart inside it. Then he looked around again. Nobody was watching him. He ran straight to the rowing boat and found his bottle. It was large enough and had a wide top. He emptied some of the earth onto the beach and placed the covered heart inside the bottle. Then he filled the bottle with sand. He looked up when he heard a sudden noise. Pintel, Ragetti, and Elizabeth ran out of the trees. The two men were carrying the chest again, and Jones's sailors were close behind them. Elizabeth fought Jones's men bravely, but she was losing the fight. Then the big wheel crashed out of the trees and knocked down some of Jones's men. Elizabeth escaped to Pintel and Ragetti, and they pulled the chest through the sand toward the rowing boat. Jack was unhappy. There were too many people on the beach. He put his bottle back into the end of the rowing boat and watched. The wheel finally stopped near the water, and Will and Norrington climbed out. Norrington fell into the rowing boat. He lifted his head, saw Jack's bottle, and reached toward it. Jack watched carefully. Then Norrington's hand moved past the bottle and reached for the letters in Jack's coat pocket. Jack didn't stop him because he didn't need the papers now. He had the heart. Davy Jones and every ship on the ocean were his. The fight on the beach between Sparrow's men and Jones's men continued. Suddenly, Will noticed the chest. The key was in the lock, and he started to open it. Jack quickly turned around and hit him, and Will fell. Elizabeth ran to his side and looked down at him. "We're not going to escape," she said to Norrington. "Not with the chest," he replied. He quickly took the chest and ordered her into the boat. "Don't wait for me," he called, as he disappeared from the beach into the trees. Jones's men followed him. "We must listen to him," Jack said quickly. "Yes," Pintel agreed, and pushed the rowing boat into the water. Jack picked up his bottle. With the heart and Teodalma's earth inside it, he was safe. "We have to take Will," Elizabeth ordered. Jack looked angry, but agreed. Pintel and Ragetti pulled Will into the boat. Without another word, they left the island and Norrington behind.